It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 24, verse 34. So please open your Bibles to Genesis 24, verse 34, and we'll begin reading here in just a few moments. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to visit our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you would like to write to us, you can find us at Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Now, I hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and begin the reading today. Genesis 24, verse 34. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and manservants and maidservants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of my son of the daughter of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord before whom I walk will send this his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. And then shalt thou be clear from this my oath. And when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. And it came to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for my camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out of my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down into the well and drew water. And I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face, and the bracelets upon her hands, and she bowed down her head and worshipped the Lord, and blessed the Lord God my master, the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me to the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto her son. Now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceeded from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abram's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and remnant and gave them to Rebekah. And he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the man that were with him, and tarried all night, and they rose up in the morning. And he said, Send me away unto my master. And my brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away that I may go to my master. And he said, we will call the damsel and inquire of her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah rose, and her damsels, and they rode up on the camels, and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah, and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well, Lehoiroi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother's Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Let's begin with prayer after we've read God's word. Father, thank you that we can come today and enjoy this time. It's precious, it's sweet, it's wonderful, Lord, that you give us an opportunity to share your word with others, to learn of your word ourselves as we continue to grow each and every day. Now please, Lord, as we look again at this beautiful picture that you have given us, guide and lead us through it, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's wonderful to look at this, and as we've continued now for a few weeks, as we have looked at these verses of Scripture and we have studied those, I want you to see very clearly exactly what the Lord has for us to learn, and each time you study these precious words, any part of God's Word, why, you'll find it to be just that it's a precious book, and you need to learn each day from it, and please be in God's Word each and every day. We have now read several times this statement. Eliezer doesn't veer from it, does he, the servant here? And again, if you've been with us in other studies, you'll know that I believe it to be Eliezer, Abraham's main servant. And if it's not Eliezer, that's just fine. It's one of his servants that Abraham has given all of his power to. This servant has authority to do anything and everything. And Abraham calls him out to do this clearly this very important job. So here we have Eliezer heading out and doing what his master had instructed him to do. And those instructions were very clear and very specific. And if you'll notice, every time that he repeats this story, it doesn't change. And I love that about this God's Word. God's Word doesn't change. And you know, when a mission is sent out here to reach the lost, to collect the church, and our message should never change. It shouldn't change according to the day. It shouldn't change because people have changed, because the world seems to have changed. God is unchanging. He never changes. And so we need to stay with the true story and the real story. And we have a wonderful example here in all these times that Eliezer repeats this story. And every time it's exactly the same. You know, I want you to go, do not take a bride from this land. I want you to go back to my home country where my brother lives, and I want you to get Isaac a bride. Eliezer says, you know, well, that's fine, but what happens if she won't come? Do I come back and get Isaac and take him over there? No. And each time that story was told clearly, and that the Lord would send his angel ahead. And I love that, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel before thee and will prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son. And isn't that a beautiful, for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. And so the orders were given, and each time Eliezer would get to a point, and the first point was at the well, and then each time why we have it, and now when he comes into Rebekah's father's house, and she, he stands before them, and his story is unchanging. It is exactly the same way again. I have come to get my master a bride, and that's my purpose, and I have come to do that. And he wouldn't sit and eat until then. He would not do anything until he had, he wouldn't allow them to do anything until he had announced his what he was there to do, and that would be dealt with. And it was. And so we have the beautiful story where, you know, if he draws, she will go down and draw water, and when she comes up out of the from the well, and this is what you know, the message that Abraham gave to Eliezer to go to this land. Eliezer called upon his master's God to give him direction of how to know that it was the right one. And when that happened, he continued again to stay with exactly what had happened, how he had called upon him. Everything was in place. And when that prayer was answered, he worshipped. He came, he bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and of his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brother." That's the 26th and 27th verse of this chapter. And so it was a beautiful story all the way through. And we have noticed and made point here carefully how that this is also a picture of God the Father sending the Son awaits his bride, sending the Holy Spirit to come and to collect the bride and bring the bride back. And there'll be a point in time, as we have read today, that the two will meet, the bride and the bridegroom. And what a wonderful picture. And we know that when the Holy Spirit has come to this earth to draw, to bring all those that are lost to salvation, and then deliver that bride as they become a part of the church, they become a member of the bride of Christ, the Holy Spirit will bring us to the Lord Jesus. And this, it's such a beautiful picture as what we have just read here. And so we need to never forget that. And we kind of ended last time that they were leaving the place of Ur of Chaldees. And see, it is a separation, and there is a journey. And that is exactly what's taking place here. That's kind of where we pick up today. And he has given once again the whole testimony of what Abraham had instructed him to do in coming to get the bride. And then also we have the prayer that he inquired so that it would be the right bride for the bridegroom and for his master. And it was. Everything was filled completely, and he continued to repeat this process. And as we read through, when Eliezer finished, when this servant finished with this statement, And they had eaten, they had rested, and now it is time to return, and it's time for this journey to begin. And we come out of our Father's house, out of our natural place, and we begin a new journey. And when we do that, we find that a couple things that's beginning to take place here. Number one, Rebecca is going to a place to meet a person she has never met before. The only testimony and witness that she has is what Eliezer has told her. That's all she has. She is asked to marry a man she has never met. Again, all she's going by is the testimony of the servant Eliezer. She is going to a place that she has never been to before, with the thought that she'll never return to where she's from where she's leaving. And so those three things, it's asking quite a lot of Rebecca, isn't it? Why didn't he come? Why didn't Isaac come, that they could have their natural courtship and then be married? Because God has set out, God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, right now is seated at the right hand of God the Father. And he is awaiting his bride to come. And he has sent the messenger, the servant, to come and get the bride. And any person that is trusted in Jesus Christ has left their home. They may still live here upon this earth, but they have left their old ways. They have left their old lifestyle. They have begun to be separated from this world, because we are on a journey home. We are on a journey to a place that we have never been. We are on a journey to meet someone that we've never seen, and yet we believe we know, and we can walk with them and trust in them. And so as this journey begins, it starts out with something here that we need to take a look at before we leave. We are still at Rebecca's home, and something is taking place here. And we find, and it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, I'm in verse 52, and he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebecca. And he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, and he and the men that were with him, and they tarried all night, and they rose up early in the morning. And he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother said, and her mother, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10, and after that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away, that I may go to my master. And look what the answer is here, or look what the response is. And they said, this is the brother and the mother, they said, I will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. It's a personal decision. And that's exactly what's taking place maybe in your life today. You have heard and you have listened and you have been in church all of your life, or maybe you've just started going to church and you hear all these words and you believe them. You believe them. Well, Rebecca believed. You see, she believed. She saw the treasures that were given her. She listened with every word, that Eliezer spoke, she listened to. And she just, I'm sure she had this beautiful picture of what her bridegroom, what he looked like. And she was so anxious to meet him. But you see, there's something that needs to take place here, because so often we take care of all those things, but we missed one important part, and that is making a personal decision to go. To walk with Jesus Christ, to begin to serve Him, and to be a part of this journey. And you see, that's the reason that I make the statement many times, that you cannot know Jesus Christ as your Savior and your life doesn't change. Because you see, you leave the old self, the old world, the old part, and you begin to walk a new journey that you've never been on before. And that always means change. And so you see, if that hasn't taken place in your life, why then you better go back all the way to this place called the cross, called Golgotha, and you need to inquire of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look here, look at what we're looking at in verse 57. And they said, "We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth." And they called Rebecca and said to her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" The question was asked. The Holy Spirit is asking you right now, the messenger of God that's come to ask you right now, will you go? Will you leave this old world and will you begin a journey to a place that you've never been to, that you've never seen, but I have told you of, and I will continue to give you more treasures and show you more things of what you are going to receive and possess when we come to the end of that journey. Will you go? And what did Rebecca say? Rebecca said, "I will go." She made a personal decision. The decision was not left up to Eliezer to just take her. The decision was not left up to Abraham or to Isaac. It says, "My master said, I'm going to come and I'm going to take you." That wasn't so at all. The decision wasn't even left up to the brother or to the mother of Rebecca. They said, yes, she can go. They kind of made a temporary decision, but she can't go yet. You know, that's the way this old world is. You know, they keep saying all the time, you know, yeah, sure, I'm going to do that. Yes, I'm going to do that. But then it never comes to pass. The decision needs to be made, and today is the day of deciding. Today is the day that decision needs to be made. And Rebecca was put on the spot to make that decision that day. And when she was called upon that decision, she says, "I will go." And immediately they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and they left. What a beautiful picture. There is a time, a personal decision that needs to be made. And you need to make it today for Jesus Christ. You see, we're clear back here in the 24th chapter of Genesis, and yet we're talking about Jesus Christ because this whole book that we have before us is God's Word, God's living Word, and it is there for the purpose of telling us and explaining to us and sharing all these treasures that God has for us, beginning to share those treasures as the journey from coming and making that decision, as Rebecca needed to make. You need to make the same decision. Stop just standing and holding upon all the things that you seem to have learned. Have you learned? Do you know that the Holy Spirit has asked you? Do you know that? If He hasn't asked you, you have no choice to be made yet. But if He has asked you, then please today come by faith to Jesus Christ. And please today trust in Him. Please that you look to Jesus Christ today and you make that decision. We have so many places in the Word of God, but this is a place that is so clear. What a beautiful picture in Abraham, with Abraham's life, and now with Isaac, now with Rebecca. And Rebecca is making a decision to follow. And so here she goes. And again, she is going to a place that she has never been before. I will go. It was by faith, simple, trusting faith that Rebecca had. Now you need to have the same thing today. He says, "Oh, Larry, our church doesn't teach that. We don't believe that. I've never heard that before." It's right here in the Word of God. Rebecca needed to make a decision. You need to make a decision. This is a beautiful picture, because when you make a decision for Jesus Christ, you leave your old ways and you begin on this journey home. And that's exactly what Rebecca did, a home that she'd never been to before, but she is heading for that home. Now let's look at the rest of these verses here. Verse 60, and they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, Thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Look at the promise there. The mother of thousands of millions. Remember the promise to Abraham and to Isaac and then on to Jacob? Thousands of millions. Beautiful. Let thy seed possess the gate of those that hate them. Oh, what a wonderful promise God is giving to his people as they begin to build this family, and we'll come to the point of the 12 tribes of Israel and then all the way to the place of Jesus Christ through this family, the birth of Jesus Christ. And Isaac came, and Rebekah rose, verse 61, and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels, and they followed the men, and the servants took Rebekah and went his way. Remember that they brought many camels. They brought many treasures. Back in 53, the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah, and also gifts to the brother and to the mother. But you'll see here, too, that one thing I don't want you to miss, and that is that I believe as this journey goes, as our journey, as you make a decision for Jesus Christ to go, and that's what Rebecca did up here. If you make that same decision yourself, and I hope that you do today, I hope the Holy Spirit's calling you, and I hope that you respond and you come, and you begin this walk, this journey. And as you begin this journey, you'll find that this is no longer your home. And so now you're traveling. And as you're traveling, though, through this life, God does not ignore us or reject us or just forget us until we get home. We find that he is giving us, handing us wonderful treasures we have in his word. And as we search his word, these treasures are brought to us. And this is all given to us not only at the beginning, when we first meet Jesus Christ, as Rebecca first met Eliezer, awaiting to meet the bridegroom, Isaac. And yet on the journey, I believe, each night, and it was a long journey to go home, back to Isaac. And during that journey, I think that gifts and treasures were continually given unto Rebekah. I believe that in this journey, as they went home, that Eliezer was not silent about his master. I believe that he continued to share wonderful words of his master and continued to speak and to talk to them and talk to Rebekah and sharing with them all the wonderful things that of Isaac and what Isaac possesses. And so I think when we are on this journey and we begin to change because we have made a decision to go, our change is we have left this being planted and part of this world because we have become part of the world to come, part of the world that God has set before us, and we need to begin and walk with the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Rebecca did not know where she was going. She had to be led by the servant, Eliezer. Eliezer led her home, but during that leading, he continued to, I believe, to open treasures unto her. Each night they would sit and visit, and they would talk, and I think as they even traveled, they continued to converse more and more about the master. Eliezer was not talking about himself. Rebecca was not talking about herself. The whole discussion was over the master, over the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what we should be looking, and those treasures just continue to be opened up to us during this journey. Now, how was Rebecca led home by this servant? How are we led home in this journey? How are we led by the Holy Spirit? I hope that you, we haven't even got to the point now yet that we have met, but we will do so the next time we're together. I hope that you've enjoyed this study. I hope that you've learned so much about God's Word, because I sure enjoy it. I get excited about it, and I learn so much each and every time we open God's Word. Now, please, will you look to the Lord Jesus Christ today? Will you please trust in Him today? Remember that decision. If you don't have your Bible open, it's verse 57 and 58 of the 24th chapter of Genesis. Look that up and see what Rebekah did. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?